just the start. Better than getting what I say I need. Better than living the life that I want to. Better than the love anyone could give. Your love is. You hold me now in your arms and never let me go. And you will love in the sunshine and the moonlight and the night skies. Give me breath and all your love. Because I can't stop falling in love with you. And I'll never stop falling in love with you. Better than the riches of this world. Better than the sound of my friends' voices. Better than the biggest dreams in my heart. And that's just the start. Say I mean better than living the life that I want to. Better than the love anyone you give. And your love is. And you hold me now in your arms and never let me go. And you hold love in the sunshine and the moonlight in the night sky. You give me breath.
Church. You guys ready to worship with us this morning? Let's stand up. Lift our voices up to the Lord.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice tell the same old lies, trying to fill the same old holes inside, there's a better life. There's a better life. If you've got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom, save him. He's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, chain breaker. We've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. We've all run the things we know that just ain't right. There's a
one of those days, guys. You want to explain for it? No, never mind. So we the perfect plan is never perfectly planned. So Jack is out playing cheerleader at West Virginia University today, which is fine. But our guest pastor had some vertigo, so we are going to just we're gonna praise today. We're gonna praise and worship with you guys, and then we're gonna do some testimonies, and we're just gonna have like kind of a unscripted kind of church this morning.
And Debbie's going to speak.
Yeah,
Debbie DiVirgilio is going to speak with us this morning. So it's going to be great. God in charge, not us.
That's right. Let's say a prayer, get the day going, because we're going to need Lord fill the house and just kind of carry us through this morning. Amen?
Amen.
All right, let's bow our heads. Dear Lord, we ask your blessings upon us today. Just fill us up, fill the voids in our hearts, fill our souls, and just rain down your Holy Spirit upon us today. We ask this in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Wow. Is that a fire alarm or? Welcome to Haven Church.
Praise God, praise God,
God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Amen. Put your hands together.
The praises of man, I will never ever stand. For the kingdoms of this world, I'll never give my heart away or shout my praise. My allegiance and devotion, my heart's desire and all emotion, they go to serve the man who died upon that tree. Only a God like you could be worthy of my praise and all my hope and faith. To only a King of all kings do I bow my knee and sing, give my everything. Only a God like you could be worthy of my praise and all my hope and faith. To only a King of all kings do I bow my knee and sing, give my everything. To only my Maker, my Father, my Savior, Redeemer, Restorer, Rebuilder, Rewarder. To only a God like you do I give my praise. The praises of man,
I will never stand.
I will never ever stand.
For the King,
for the kingdoms of this world, I'll never give my heart away or shout my praise. My allegiance and devotion, my heart's desire and all emotion, they go to serve the man who died upon that tree. Only a God like you could be worthy of my praise and all my hope and faith. To only a King of all kings do I bow my knee and sing, give my everything. Only a God like you could be worthy of my praise and all my hope and faith. To only a King of all kings do I bow my knee and sing, give my everything. To only my Maker, my Father, my Savior, Redeemer, Restorer, Rebuilder, Rewarder. To only a God like you do I give my praise.
Okay.
And have a seat.
Okay. He was looking at me funny. Okay, good morning, everybody. There might be a few weird looks today, so that's okay. We'll go with it. Welcome to Haven Community Church. We are glad to have you here with us today. We always say God appoints people by appointment, and you're here today by that reason, so we hope that God will bless you while you're here. In your bulletin, there's some announcements I just want to point your attention to while the kids are headed to Sunday school. First of all, I'll remind folks that every Sunday around 9:30, we have prayer time up here. You'll see some folks gathering. This is really important for our church, and it's really important for each of us. So if you're here, or if you can make it here a couple Sundays early or whatever, just join the folks up here. You're welcome. It's not a secret club. And we'd really love to have more people praying for our church and for our ministry, for the service, and for our community. So please join us for that. A special announcement, starting October 1st, we will begin a spiritual gifts class again. They did that last year, I think, last fall, and folks really seem to get a lot out of it. So it's starting again. It's a four-week spiritual gifts class, and you really learn about what gifts God's given you. So if it starts at 6:30 on Tuesdays, October 11th, you can see the information, and you can see Debbie after the service if you have more questions about that. And so next thing is families with kids or just people who feel like kids. Trunk or Treat, Friday, October 28th. I don't know if has anybody been to Trunk or Treat before here? Yeah? Okay. It's very cool. We decorate cars, and so we're looking for people who are willing to decorate cars. And the kids come out, and I think it starts at 6 o'clock with some festivities. You can see the details here. Rain date is the 29th, but folks will come out dressed in costumes. There'll be costume awards and all kinds of things. So make a note of that and come out if you have any questions or you want to decorate your car. See Bobby? Wave your hand, Bobby. There she is. Okay, terrific. So make a note on that. In terms of our outreach and stuff, there's a couple things. As you know, last week we started our Operation Christmas Child campaign, and we set some big goals last week. What was the goal? Does anybody know? 250 boxes, okay? So that's a big, big goal, and it's a lot of kids. So don't think about the box. Think about the kids that need to receive something as a result of that. We're going to be hearing more over the next coming weeks, but that campaign goes on till, I didn't bring my glasses, Sunday, October the 23rd. And there are folks out there with boxes if you need them, more information if you need them. Please take advantage of that opportunity. A kid's really counting on that. Today was supposed to be the last day for emergency packs, but we're giving an extra week because we've already heard some people say, I forgot mine. This is really important for those. The weather, as you can tell, is getting colder. And the folks that don't have homes, this provides them emergency pack that they can, you know, rely on in the event that they can't get to a shelter. So if you can take a look, there's a list out there in terms of what's needed. Also blankets and other items are in that list as well. So grab one on the way out and then next week bring it back. It'd be great. Paris Foundation dinner, October 16th. Bonnie, we're good to go, or we got more stuff? We could use some more folks to sign ups out in the Bell Cafe. Okay? Anything else that I missed? All right, terrific. Turn over to prayer.
Prayer time here. Let's see, this is from Joanna Shea. Am I pronouncing Joanna? Where are you? Okay. I never pronounced your last name before, so I want to make sure I say it right. Because everybody always mispronounces my last name, so I want to try and get them right. All right, this is for your Aunt Shirley. Prayers for a peaceful journey. She'll be going to heaven soon. I'm sorry to hear that. All right, this is an email from Robin Hildebrand's friend. 2-year-old Sadie Ray Hocking had back pain. The doctors found a tennis ball-sized tumor on her kidney. She was sent to AI DuPont on Wednesday, where they determined she needed an operation to remove the kidney and chemotherapy. She had a CT scan done on Friday to determine what stage of cancer she had and if the cancer had spread anywhere else in her body. They could not find the tennis ball-sized tumor that they had saw just 2 days ago. It had vanished, gone. We're all in shock, but giving God all the glory. He heard your prayers and said he has no tumor. No cancer, no operation on Monday to remove her kidney, and no chemotherapy. So praise God for that. And continue praying for her, please. So, anybody else have any prayers that they didn't write down? Yes. Okay. Anybody else? Anybody? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's bow our heads. Dear Lord, we come here before you today.
Sorry.
We are We're here as a congregation, but also as a family, the body of you, body of Christ, in one building. But we ask that you hear our prayers, Lord. Lift those that are struggling, those that are hurting, those that need your prayers. Whether that we voiced them here before you or those of us that are still holding them inside, we ask that you hear them. Lord, we know that the great doctor is you. The healing comes from you. But Lord, we ask that you just take all those, rain your blessings down upon us. And for those that need sickness healed or injuries healed, Lord, we ask that you do that. Lord, for the praises that we hear today, Lord, we ask that, you know, we just, you hear our thanks and, you know, you just take that from us, Lord. Lord, we ask your blessings upon our service today. As we know, there's a little wrench in the works, but we know that, you know, for your strength that you give us, you know, our glory will be given to you and it'll be welcomed. Lord, we ask all these things in your name. Amen.
Sing with me.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in trials and temptations. Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful, who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer.
Won't y'all stand with me for the last verse?
Be laden, cumbered with the load of care. Precious Savior, still a refuge. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise, forsake thee? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a solace there. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege. courage to carry everything to God in prayer.
Amen.
Good morning. Today's reading is from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 20, the armor of God. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm, then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, peace. No, I think I got lost here. And with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Pray also for me, that whenever I speak, words may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should.
So I am Debbie DeVirgilio, and I'm going to share with you this morning. Let me just tell you, I'm someone who likes to have all the details in order, be prepared for everything. And so when I received a call at 9 o'clock this morning from Jack, I was not prepared, which tends to make me a little nervous. But I will tell you, as we sang that last song, it just confirmed for me, God knew this was going to happen, and God was prepared. That song is so fitting for what we're going to share this morning. And Thursday, I ran into Jack at Wawa because it was free coffee day. And he was carrying his coffee, and I said, "You don't drink coffee." And he said, "I do when it's free." So he was getting his free coffee, and we stood outside of Wawa and talked for just a minute, and he said, "Listen, everything's all taken care of for the service. Mike will be there Sunday morning. The bulletins are all finished." So he knew everything was already done, and God was ready for this morning, and I hope you'll see this song fits in perfectly with what I'm titling this morning, If I Were Your Enemy. Now, I will tell you, this has been something that God has laid on my heart. I started working on this in May, but I do a lot of writing, and my intent is that no one ever sees it, just me. So when I received the call this morning, I knew that I had a lot written already, and all the details together, but they were at my office in Elkton. And I honestly could not figure out how to get my hair dried, get dressed, get to Elkton, and get back here in time to start church. So I'm winging it, which makes me really nervous. So please, please pray and be with me. Before we start, I just want to see, does anybody have a testimony that you would like to share? Anything that God has just done for you over the last few months that you feel a burning desire to share? Anybody? Yes, sir. He's going to bring you the mic.
Voice not loud enough. I had a colonoscopy a few months ago, and my GI doctors didn't like what she saw. So she sent me to a surgical GI doctor. First thing he told me was that he wanted to take 8 to 10 inches out of my colon, which was supposed to be this week. Then he called me 2 days later and he says, you know what? I'm not sure. I want to do another one. So he did another colonoscopy. And he told me, no, you're all right. You're fine. So I don't have to have the surgery.
Amen. Praise God. All right. Anybody else? Okay. Let's start, If I Were Your Enemy, and this is going to be based on Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 20, which June read for us. So we often hear stories in our world today and about horrible things happening, and we see horrible things happening everywhere, right? You just can't turn on the news without something really horrible happening. But as Christians, we also encounter obstacles, and we wonder, well, why? I'm a Christian. I'm on the good side. Why am I encountering these obstacles? I just want to start by saying, and look, if we look at verse 12, and I have to put my glasses on to see that, sorry. It says, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. So our struggle is against rulers and authorities of this dark world. We're living in a world where Satan is trying to defeat us. He attacks us once we become Christians because we're no longer on his side. As long as we were living on his side, he could leave us alone. We didn't need to face any battles. But I want you to think for a minute about the things that you encounter on a daily basis. And if you think that the devil's not at work, think about your answers to these questions. Are you fearful? Do you have doubts? Do you procrastinate? Do you compare yourself and your situation to others? Do you find yourself with a spirit of apathy? In other words, things just don't seem to matter and you can't get yourself moving. Do you compete with others? And are you stressed? Anybody find themselves in one or more of those areas? So if I were your enemy, I would make you fearful. I would make you doubtful. I would encourage you to procrastinate. I would make you full of comparison. I'd give you a spirit of apathy. I'd make you really competitive. And I would keep you stressed. Because if you are all those things, you can't do what God wants you to do. If we look at verse 12 again, flesh and blood are not our enemies. The demons which Satan has control over and God he is using to try to defeat Christ's church. That's his goal, is to defeat Christ's church. But we need supernatural power to defeat these enemies, because we can't do it on our own, and we can't do it by, you know, the latest self-help book or whatever. We have to have spiritual power to do this. We need God's strength, and we have to use every piece of the armor that he's given us. And we're going to run through this armor and look at it and figure out how we can defeat our enemies that we face each and every day. So let's put these back on. Okay, so if we start in verse 14, it says, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist. So what is the belt of truth? The belt is truth. Satan fights with lies. He fills our heads with lies, and his lies sound like the truth. So when we put on the armor of God and we put on the spiritual belt of truth, we can fight Satan's lies with the truth. The breastplate of righteousness, the verse goes on to say, with the breastplate of righteousness in place. Now, we often don't think about breastplates, but if you think about a breastplate, it covers from the waist to about the shoulders. What's it covering? It's covering your most important part of your body is your heart. The breastplate protects our heart and ensures his approval, God's approval. So Satan attacks our heart by attacking our emotions. The only way we can protect our heart is through Christ. So put on the breastplate of righteousness. Then it goes on to say, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. So now we have to put on our foot gear. Why do we put on our foot gear? That indicates our readiness to spread the good news. You know, we've talked a lot about over the last few weeks about the people, the many, many people in our world who are dying without ever knowing of Christ. We need to have the motivation to proclaim the good news. And that's why God gives us foot gear in his spiritual armor. If we continue on, it says, in addition to all this, take up the shield of faith. The shield of faith protects us from Satan's flaming arrows. Satan's constantly throwing flaming arrows at us. When we have God's perspective, we can see beyond our circumstances. In other words, do you ever get bogged down by your circumstances? That's Satan's arrows. So when we have faith, we can overcome those. Then we go on to, in addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. So we can extinguish those flaming arrows. Take the helmet of salvation. That helmet is protecting our head, right? It's protecting our mind from the worries and from doubting God's saving works. But we have to put it on. Finally, says the sword of the Spirit. Now, you notice that everything we've put on the armor of God is something we've put on our body to protect ourselves. But the sword, what's a sword used for? It's offense. It's used to fight. So when we are tempted, we need to trust in the word, in the truth of the word. But we can't do that unless we know the word. So that's why it's so important that we make sure that we read the word and really get it into ourselves each and every day. Now, in verse 18, it goes on to say, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. In other words, we're to pray continuously. How do we do that? How do we pray continuously? We have to work. We have to talk to people. It means we have a spirit of prayer. And when we talk to God on a regular basis, that will become natural for us. We can make our prayers our response each and every day. So for instance, we see something horrible happen, our natural response should be immediately to lift up a prayer for them. If we can do that, we are surrounding ourselves and covering ourselves with prayers throughout the day. So what could we do? Going back to, if I were your enemy, what would I do? I'd make you fearful. With this armor of God, we can turn our fear into faith. I'd make you doubtful if I were your enemy. With the armor of God, we can turn our doubts into dreams, because God does want you to fulfill your dreams. Instead of procrastination, I'd give you purpose. Instead of comparison and making you compare other people, I would give you confidence. Instead of giving you a sense of apathy, I'd give you a sense of motivation. Instead of making you competitive, God wants to make you into a community that works together. And instead of stress, God wants to make you successful. God wants you successful in each and everything you do, but we need to rely on Him. So if I were your enemy, think about that. If I were your enemy, what would I do to you? And if we look at the world out there and Satan as our enemy, and stop thinking about woe is me because I have this happening, that happening, and think instead on how we can protect ourselves with the armor of God, we are going to succeed, because we are going to be attacked. We need to know that. And we need to stop telling people that life is great and everything is going to be perfect once you become a Christian. Because many of you probably can even attest that once you became a Christian, life got harder, right? So turn on the armor of God. Put it on each and every day. Put on that breastplate. Put on that helmet. And turn to God and know that He's going to be with you. At this time, I'm going to call up the praise team. And we know that there are many, many people with problems and challenges facing them. So as our Stephen ministers come, if anybody needs any prayer, they're willing to pray with you. So just come and pray. Or if you don't know Christ, you've never put on the armor of God, it's here, and He will do it for you. All you have to do is ask. Thank you.
Before we start, I wanted to give an example of the armor of God as a testimony. And it was funny, Jack was like, you guys can share stuff. And I was like, I don't want to share anything. But when Debbie was talking, I thought of an example that happened in my life that he was involved in. When I was going through a tough time and going through a divorce, you know, sometimes when you're in that tough time, people will say things and they'll hit right to the heart of what the things that could break you down. And what Jack kept saying to me, the whole thing is, get your helmet on. Get your helmet on. And so I would say, yeah, but he said this, and I don't care about my daughter. Get your helmet on. You know, get your helmet on. So it's one of those things that I think if you can get into practice, I mean, it's so true. If you can get it into practice, it helped me. Every time I started feeling attacked or I couldn't deal with it, get my helmet on, you know, go back to the truth. So thank you for sharing that. That was awesome.
So what
Holy
makes,
Spirit, Melinda.
Good. Holy Spirit, yeah. So what makes church great? It's the people, right? I mean, you know, it's just awesome that we can fill in the holes, you know, when things don't go as planned. And, you know, it was awesome to have Debbie ready to go to say some awesome words to us. And, you know, I know that the nerves, I mean, I know I couldn't do that. I think I would have like a 2-minute sermon, you know, just I think. So, you know, it's just awesome to have people stand up here and just give testimony and praise God. And just, you know, it's all about us and connecting to God in a powerful way. So we're all going to sing a song. We kind of like threw together a bunch of praise songs this morning as we found out that things were not going to go as our plan, but as God's plan. So we're going to sing Holy Spirit together. So let's all stand up. Thank you.
There is nothing worth more that will ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord.
Lift it up.
There is nothing worth more that will ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord.
Come, Holy Spirit.
Oh, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Your presence. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness, Lord. Oh, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Oh, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Overcome by your presence, Lord. Be in our presence, Lord. Oh, in your presence, Lord. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness, Lord. Oh, holy, come fly this place and
fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be back next Sunday when we'll continue our series.
Jack
something. Will be here, and I know he sent it.
Yeah, Melinda, he said he sent something, Melinda. A video?
Yep. Go ahead.
Ooh.
Hey, everyone. Here I am standing in wild and wonderful, almost heaven, West Church. Virginia. Number one, thanks to everybody today. You did a great job. Debbie, great message.
This
about
is perfect.
The full armor of God.
That's,
we all definitely need that. And to the praise team and everybody else who made it happen, please pray for Mike Brandon. Next week, again, we're gonna talk about what about heaven. And here I am in almost heaven, West Virginia. Go Mountaineers. Awesome job, though. God knew this was coming. This is going to be a great thing. So we'll talk to y'all. We'll see y'all next week. God bless. Have a great week.
The Holy Spirit has a sense of humor.
Yeah. All right, let's close out in prayer. Dear precious Heavenly Father, thank you for being with us today. Thank you for guiding us with your sweet Holy Spirit. Please be with each person throughout the week. Give them your guidance and your direction. Bring us back next week at your appointed time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Debbie. Yeah.